Aurelia's Isabella Holmgren shone on the world's biggest athletics stage on Sunday. The talented and driven local cyclist, who was named Aurelia's 2023 Athlete of the Year, placed 17th this morning in the women's cross-country mountain biking event at the Olympics in Paris. While the ultra-competitive athlete always strives for the top spot, she told Aurelia Matters via phone from Paris after the event that she is proud of her effort in today's race. "I kept pushing the whole time and never gave up," she said. "I'm happy about that." Early in the demanding 7-lap race, Holmgren says she had to calm the nerves as she battled the elements on the unique gravel course. "It's definitely the biggest race I've ever done," she said. "I'd say there were a few more nerves than usual." With 15,000 fans crowded around the course at Alancourt Hill, located about 40 kilometers from the athlete's village, Holmgren says the atmosphere was like no other. "The fans were crazy," she said. "It was so loud the entire time." The 4.4 kilometers course was quite different compared to some of the World Cup courses where Holmgren has had success before. "It was very man-made," she explained. "I think a lot of Olympic courses are like that. It was definitely a different kind of racing for me." At 19, Holmgren was the youngest cyclist competing in today's race. The event's runaway winner, France's Pauline Ferrand-Prévot, by comparison, was competing in her fourth Olympic Games. "The competition was the best in the world," Holmgren said. "The girls are so fast and technically skilled. It was tough racing with them." Holmgren says she looks up to some of the fellow racers she shared the course with today. She hopes that racing with some of the top talent from around the globe will only make her better. "Hopefully I can take everything I've learned from this experience and apply it to the next one to have a better performance," she said. Just hours removed from representing Canada at the Olympics today, Holmgren is already turning her focus to the next Summer Games in Los Angeles. "I would really like to be back for another Olympics," she said. "I know a bit more of what to expect now and I have 4 years to train even harder and dial in." In the crowd today, Holmgren had some of her friends and family cheering her on. "That was so special," she said. "My brother Max was here for the race, which was so nice because he's really busy with school and work. It was nice that he was able to be here." Back home, friends, family, and fans of Holmgren cheered her on from a watch party at Hardwood Ski and Bike in Oro-Medonte. She says the support kept her focused during the race. "Knowing that they were back home watching helped me to keep pushing to the end when the race got hard," she said. "It was really nice to know that they were all cheering and supporting from back home." Holmgren's older brother, Gunnar, will take to the course tomorrow. He will compete in the men's cross-country event tomorrow morning at 8:10 a.m. "I'm so pumped to watch him," she said. "He's worked so hard and I'm excited to cheer him on and watch him race."